So it's good to be here in Hyco at Grace Bible Fellowship. He's talking about Jeff. Jeff is one of my good friends, one of my brothers in Christ, and just someone that I still talk to almost probably every other day at least. You know, several times a week I'll reach out, talk to him. My name is Cody Joplin. I'm the program coordinator out there. I've been out there about 3 years now, and just this morning, I was talking to Gibson, and he was like, well, you know, you got to share something good when you go up there. And I said, I have absolutely nothing to share. Like, I've been waiting on God to speak to me this morning about something, and it just hasn't come yet. And then Brother Keith was talking about grace, and I was just, it just kind of hit me, like, God's grace is good. And it's because of God's grace that, you know, I stand here today. You know, I went through Teen Challenge. You know, I struggled with addiction, and I met Jesus in Teen Challenge, and I got saved there. And then he called me to stay and to pour out the things that I learned, the things that I received, into other people and to help other people. And so it was definitely a calling that I didn't want at the time, because I did not want to stay. I graduated, and I was like, God, I'm ready to go. I want to go back to work. I want to kind of do my own thing. And he's like, no, I want you to stay here. And God spoke to me very personally. He's like, you need to learn how to chill. He's like, you need to learn how to sit still for a while and let me do what I'm going to do. And through learning how to do that and just sit still and rest in the Lord and let him put things into place, the family come. You know, I was introduced to my wife in this last 3 years, and we actually got married last year. Yesterday shot a Tannerite target for gender reveal. I'm having a son in December, so having my first child. Started Bible college, appointed as a young adults pastor in my church, promoted at Teen Challenge time and time again, and moving up there, and God's doing this. It's his grace that's doing these things in my life. It's his grace that's good, and it's nice to think about this morning. Just think about having a full life and what that really means to have this abundant life that Jesus called us to, and so it's just an honor to be here to have the guys that are gonna sing and share, and it's. It's really an honor to be able to minister to these guys and to teach them the things I've learned and to just be there and encourage them. So, guys, y'all want to go ahead and come up? We've got a few testimonies. We got a few songs. And I just believe God's going to speak through some of these guys. One of the students, his family actually come to see him. It's his first time he's going to be giving his testimony. So, he's a little bit nervous, but he's going to do great.
Are we talking about me, Brother Nelson?
Talk about you, Larry. Talking about me. All right, so we're going to do a testimony first, and we'll go into songs. So the first testimony is going to be Tanner.
Good morning. My name is Tanner Hughes. I'm originally from the Northeastern Hills, Halton area. I grew up there and been in the program for about 4.5 months now. I wasn't a believer before I came to the program. It was something both my parents kind of believed in. You know, they never really forced me to go to church or anything, but I knew it was something they both stood in. And I began struggling with drugs, and I just started rebelling against my parents. And I eventually came to them one day. I came to my mom, really, and I told her what was going on. And that's where I found the program. And I started going to their chapel service, as they were talking about earlier. For about a month, I got saved there. I saw the proof I needed to see. You know, I saw guys praying for each other. I saw a man really worshiping the Lord. And like I said, joined the program about a month later. Since then, God's really been working with my family. I firmly believe in what he can do. My family's been coming together more. I truly believe my parents are saved now. My dad's gotten sober. He's been sober about the last 2.5 months. And it's just been working incredible ways with my family. That's all I have. Thank you.
Who am I that the highest King would welcome me? I was lost, but he brought me, oh, his love for me. Oh, his love for me, who the sun sets free. Oh, it's free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. Free at last, he has ransomed me. His grace runs deep. While I was a slave to sin, Jesus died for me. Yes, he died for me. Who the sun sets free. Oh, it's free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. In my Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am.
I am chosen.
I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. Yes, I am who you say I am. Who the sun sets free. Oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am.
In my Father's house.
In my Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am.
Hello, my name's Leroy Leyland, and I've been in the program for about 8 months now, and I'm originally from Anchorage, Alaska, but I came down here, and I've always known that God has had his hand around my life, because when I was just a little baby, my mother passed away when I was 2 years old, and I was raised up in foster homes, and about when I was 6 years old, my sister finally came and got me and started raising me until I was 18. And that's when I got out on my own, I was dipping and dabbing into alcohol pretty hard and into marijuana. And I just broke loose from what I was taught when I was younger. And life was kept going on, and I kept getting harder and harder, and I kept going deeper and deeper into a hole. And as life went on, I got married, and one day me and my wife went to the hospital. I'm sorry. And found out that she had cancer. That drove me deeper into a hole, and I went harder and harder into alcohol and drugs. So hard that I didn't care about life no more. I didn't care about nothing. And my next step was 6 feet under, until I found Teen Challenge. somebody introduced me to the Teen Challenge. And I thank God that they did, because I had no place to go. I didn't care about life no more. And after my wife passed away, I joined up with them, and God has been moving wonders in my life. He's done so much for me. And now that I know that He cares and He loves me, because I got a brotherhood here that sticks by me, and even though I got to stay on top of a lot of them sometimes, they love me and I love them, and we stick by each other, and we praise God together every day, and I just thank God that I'm so happy to be here, because otherwise I probably would have been 6 feet under. And I give all the glory to God and praise Him for it, and I know my wife is in a better place, and I just thank God for it. Thank you very much.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me, and like a flood His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. The Lord has promised good to me, His word my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be, as long as life endures. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me, and like a flood His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me, and like a flood His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. The earth shall soon dissolve like snow, the sun forbear to shine, but God who called me here below will be forever mine, will be forever
Okay, first of all, I need my family to stand up, please. All my family, please stand up. There's a bunch of them here. And they pretty much call me the jokester at the center because I make a joke out of everything. And but brother Joe Cody Joplin, the big guy here with the beard, he said to be serious, so. So here I go, so just bear with me. First of all, for all the others who don't know me, I am an amputee because of drugs. But that's a story for another day. My name is Larry King, and most everybody at the center called me Larry King Live. I'm 56 years old, and I have 4 beautiful children and 7 beautiful grandchildren. And that is why I'm here at Adult and Teen Challenge today. I've only been here about 4 months now, but the things I've learned since I've been here will literally make the hair on the back of your neck stand up. It's just amazing what God can do. A lot of these guys come here because they decide it's time for a change. And versus going to the penitentiary or to the grave. Some are court ordered because it's here. They either come here to TC or to jail. But I am a kid ordered. I'm kid ordered, where am I? Which means my kids want me to have me around for a few more years so I can watch my grandkids grow up. And I met lots of pretty cool guys here who, like me, they helped me get through these past 4 months because without them, I probably would have pulled the plug a long time ago. I've been doing stuff like this, drinking, smoking, and doing drugs for before most of these kids were even born. But I thank them for every day for their support. But mostly I want to thank God for my staff members. Starting first and foremost with my brother, Matt Barrientos, just for believing in me. And Scott Holtz, for helping me convince my oldest daughter, Erica Rajon, right there, that I'm doing better than I would be in my old world. And let's not forget Brother Cody Joplin for making me follow all the several, did I say several rules? I mean lots of rules. And at TC, I mean lots of rules at TC, and he helped me follow them. And then there's Chris Hickman for just being there when I wanted to quit. And Brandon Music, who is a lot like me health-wise. And last but not least, Daniel Angel, who's about the same age as I am and really understands me. I love you guys. God bless y'all for the next 8 months.
See was the struggle, haunted by ghosts that lived in my past, bound up in shackles of all of my failures, wondering how long is this gonna last? Then you looked at this prisoner and said to me, son, stop fighting the fight, it's already been won. I am redeemed, you set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. I'm not who I used to be, I am redeemed. Mm-hmm. I have been called unworthy, named by the voice of my shame and regret.
Sorry. Start that one over.
But when I hear you whisper, child, lift up your head. I remember, oh God, you're not done with me yet. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. And I'm not who I used to be, because I don't have to be the old man inside of me, because his day is long dead and gone. Because I've got a new name, a new life, and I'm not the same, and I hope that will carry me home. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain, 'cause I'm not who I used to be. Oh God, I'm not who I used to be. Jesus, I'm not who I used to be. 'Cause I am redeemed. Thank God, redeemed.
All right, so we actually got one more testimony this morning, and so I'm going to just go ahead, and he begged me and told me, don't do it, I'm not going to speak, I'm not going to talk, but I want Gibson to share his story this morning. He's, some of y'all know him here, and he's made a tremendous amount of progress since I've known him, and not just, man, this guy's my friend, he's a good dude, I like hanging out with him, I like talking to him, and we just had a good conversation on the way over here, and so sorry, bro, but
it's gonna be a long ride home for you. Now, my name is Gibson Lovett. I'm 29 years old. I'm originally from Wichita Falls, but grew up in South Central Oklahoma. One of my mom's dear friends is LaDonna Turner and Keith. So actually, that's how I heard about the program. Was from her. And long story short, I've been battling drug and alcohol addiction since about 2006. I started taking pain pills when I had a major knee surgery and shoulder surgery before I graduated high school. And sorry, I got to play the guitar. It makes me not nervous. And just kept going down and the wrong road, making bad decisions all throughout high school, and ended up going to treatment in 2008, right before I graduated. And by the grace of God, I made it out of that. Graduated high school, went to college, went to school for oil and natural gas production at North Central Texas, and made it through that somehow too, but all along the way, just close call after close call, wrecks and being hospitalized from alcohol and drug detox, and my last biggest accident. Before I came in, I was actually driving from East Texas back to Nocona, and had been detoxing pretty bad from alcohol and was just trying to make it back to mom and dad's house. And Was going 45 miles an hour through Munster, Texas, and had a seizure while driving. And yeah, hit a oil tank battery, and somehow didn't blow me up. Didn't have my seatbelt on, and basically just had some scratches on my face. And once again, God delivered me from and saved me for something else. And finally, I made the decision to come to Teen Challenge. And since then, he's given me a great job, a relationship back with my sister and my parents, and a lot of good guys that I can call true friends, not just friends when times are going good. So yeah, I'm about to be graduating in a couple months, and I'm working, and just waiting to see what the plan is that God saved me so many times in the past for me to do. So that's really all I got. Thanks for having me.
So some awesome stories this morning. The reason that we're able to do what we do is from support from churches like this and people like you. We don't get government funding. We don't get a lot of the aid that other similar rehabilitation programs get because we are faith-based and Christ-centered. And it's because it's the blood of Jesus and it's the cross of Christ that redeems a man. And without that, there's really it's removing one thing and still leaving a void, because we all know that there's a hole inside of each and every one of us where we need Jesus, and that's the only piece that fits is Jesus. And you can remove the drugs, you can remove the alcohol, you can remove the anger problems, you can remove the behavioral things, and you don't replace something in that place that only Jesus belongs, and then you're still going to be in the same place. And so that's the way that we teach our guys. That's the message we give them, is that, you know, it's you need Jesus. We all need Jesus. And I was thinking about it the other day, and just as much as my addiction began also after a knee surgery in high school, where my football career was ended, and really I lost my identity, I lost my purpose, my dreams, my passion all went out the window in an instant when I was told that was the end of the one thing that I loved and that I wanted to do. And then what replaced it was a prescription, and it just kept going, and that turned into 16 years of addiction bound to something. But then Jesus come in and set me free and said, you know what, here's your identity, you're my son. Here's your purpose, is to minister to other people. And he gave me a life that I could have just never imagined. And, you know, that was several years ago, and just still being new in Christ, it's just awesome revelation I just had the other day about, you know, the need of Jesus. And I was thinking about the scripture, and I was thinking about the Sermon on the Mount, and he was preaching, and he told the people, he said, blessed are those who are poor in spirit. Poor in spirit, those who understand their need of God, those who understand daily that their need, and only God can meet it. And I was thinking, my life is different today. I'm not an addict. I'm not in the bars. I'm not wrecking my cars. I'm not waking up in jail. But the need I have of Jesus today in my life and the way it looks now is just as much, if not more today than what I did yesterday. It's more today than what I did in that place, in that time in my life. And so walking with Christ, it's an everyday revelation, waking up saying, Lord, I need you more today than I did yesterday. I need your grace. I need your presence in my life more today than I did when everything was falling apart and I cried out to you from a jail cell and you started to change my heart and guide me in a different direction. I need you more today. Lord, help me today to fix my eyes on you. Jesus, help me today to fix my eyes on you, the author and perfecter of my faith, who despised the shame of the cross and went to the right hand of the throne of God. Because your love is so deep, it's so deep, and it's so powerful for each and every one, that you died for me, that you died for Gibson, that you died for Larry. And once you start to gain that truth in your heart, once you start to really put that word of God, it says, hide this word in your heart, and you won't sin against me. Hide this word in your heart, and you'll know who you are in Christ. Because coming to a knowledge of who Jesus is amazing, but just as good, if not better, as coming into a knowledge of who you are in Christ and understanding your identity. And when you start to let that set in, you can appreciate that I don't have to go back to that old lifestyle. That's not who I am. That's not who I was ever created to be. And Jesus went to the cross and paid a price so that I could be free from that and to walk in that freedom. And so as our program teaches, you know, practical life skills, like Gibson said, the third phase of our program, the guys get jobs, and for some guys, you know, they've worked throughout their addictions, they've worked and maintained and been functioning in the things they were doing. Some guys haven't. Some guys are young and they've never held jobs, and they need that experience. Sometimes guys are coming in and when they get to third phase, this is the first work experience they've ever had, putting on, you know, they've sold drugs and they've been in and out of prison. They've never had a normal job. And so they are able to gain some kind of work experience. They're able to learn some new skills. But, you know, like Larry said, Larry come in and Larry had some very colorful language. And Larry, and it was every time I see Larry, and I love, it's hard because I laugh every time I talk to Larry. He's got such a spirit, like it's just joy. He gets people laughing. Every time I'm around Larry, I'm enjoying myself. And so it was just a battle at first because he's like, Cody, I don't know. This is how I've always talked. I'm like, yeah, that's good. You're not going to talk like that no more here. You stop talking like that.
First of all, I said, I've been smoking and drinking and cussing my whole life. You tell me to stop right now? I don't think it's possible. So what the heck? How do I do that?
I think one night we were doing a live chapel. We have chapel at the center, and we air it live on Facebook, and we're doing a live chapel, and somebody gave the microphone to Larry, and he's been there about a week. He started talking, and the Pastor Greg looked over at me, and he had that look like, please stop this now.
No. I got to tell you, I've been there about a week, and I never heard so many rules in my life. I don't say yes, sir, no, sir to anybody anymore. And we had a new guy. I don't follow the rules very good either. Anyway, we had a new guy come in that day, and I was trying to talk to him after that. I said, there's lots of rules there, buddy, but I don't know what to tell you, but welcome to hell. And the pastor said, get him off, get that mic away from you. But it's not hell, it's actually heaven. And thanks to Brother Cody here, I'm learning a lot about it. Thank you, buddy.
Amen. So it's definitely a always on your toes job. It's nothing like I've ever done before, and every day is different. But at the end of every day, you know, it's definitely, you feel like you've accomplished something. You feel like you've helped somebody, and to be able to see the change in people, because a lot of times we'll pray for people and we'll see them at church on Sundays and we'll see a gradual growth in the Lord, and it's a blessing. But just to be able to experience and see on a daily basis of interacting, living with these guys, and you know, me and my wife live on campus and we're right next door in a house, and so, you know, 24 hours a day, you know, it sometimes it's 11, 12 o'clock at night and the phone will ring, and she'll get that look on her face every time at dinner. She'll be like, you put that phone down, we're going to sit down and eat dinner, and if that place ain't burning down, you're not going over there. And so it definitely is it's a consuming thing. It's my life, but I love it because I'm able to meet new people. I'm able to see them grow, and it's a blessing today because Larry's changed tremendously. Like, he knows the Lord today. He got saved. He got saved at Teen Challenge at a chapel night. He received Jesus. And that's what it's all about. That's the goal. building the kingdom. And it's because of support from churches like this, like I said, people like you that were able to do these things and impact lives, and it's good. And so we just thank you for letting us come today. And I don't know if I'm short on time or anything like that. It's just been a blessing. We do have some crosses, some crafts, coffee, different things that we make at the center to help support her and bring in finances to keep the place running. And so if y'all want to check that out after we're done. If y'all just want to come and pray with somebody or come and receive some prayer, maybe you know somebody, maybe your son, or maybe one of your friends, or maybe, you know, somebody you know has struggled with an addiction or is currently, and you know, just come and, man, we'd love to pray for you. Any of these guys would love to pray with you and agree that, you know, God can change. Because sometimes I know when I was in my addiction, I know my mother, she was the one person praying for me constantly. And I wasn't praying, and I did not want to change at that point. And I didn't even know I wanted anything different, but she never gave up and she stayed faithful. And just know that, you know, that don't give up on that person that you're praying for, on that person that you're believing for. And even when it does seem hopeless, there is hope. And it's standing right behind me. It's standing up here on the stage that there's hope in Jesus to overcome these things and to move past it and to be set free from it. So thank y'all for letting us be here. Thank y'all for letting us share.
Thank y'all so much for showing up today and giving testimonies and singing. Like I said, this church has been supporting Teen Challenge for 5 or 6 years now. I don't know how long has Jeff been out? A while. Four? So we've been supporting at least 5 years. And I'm proud to say we're probably, after talking to Pastor Greg, this church right here is one of the top supporters of Teen Challenge. And you got to look at the amount of people we have here. It's not great compared to a lot of the bigger churches in Fort Worth and that area. And it all comes from y'all's heart. I mean, we've never taken a penny, not one penny out of our offerings to give to Teen Challenge. It all comes from y'all for special giving. And I know one Sunday, every year I go there and I cook them Thanksgiving lunch and when they have family weekend. And first year I was there, I'd been there before, but I didn't realize how bad a shape that whole building was. I mean, it's not a glorious campus. It is now. It's coming along. But first time I went over there, it was pretty run down. I mean, their stove didn't work. Their ovens didn't work. And here I am trying to prepare a meal, me and my other executive chef, and we're looking around like, how are we going to do this? But God's grace helped us through it. But I come back to this church, and I told the church, I gave a little testimony and told the church, you know, what the situation was. And I'd done a little research on how much we needed for a new stove, and I just said, hey, y'all pray about it. And if you feel led to give, give. If you're not, don't give. And that week, I got a call from James, and the church had donated $6,000, or not church, y'all had donated $6,000 for a brand new stove. And hopefully, y'all are in the process, hopefully, to get to use that stove here pretty quick. There's a lot going on. They've just built a brand new dormitory. They've got brand new learning centers going up or in progress, and hopefully, y'all are in them now, aren't you? They're in them right now. And I haven't been over there lately, but I know they're in the process of putting a brand new kitchen in. They've added the third phase where they used to ship everybody out, and now they keep them in-house. So there's a lot going on there. God is moving there. And it has nothing to do with the leadership. It has nothing to do with us or any other churches. It's God that's moving there. And, you know, it's just by the grace of God that we're not up here. I mean, it's just by the grace of God. You know, drugs and alcohol does not discriminate against one person. It will grab, it doesn't matter who it is, in their walk of life, it'll grab anybody. So I just throw a challenge out that y'all continue to pray for these men and support these young men and older men like myself. And, you know, all I ask, y'all go over there and buy some items if you want to buy some items. If you want to give to this organization, just put a check back there in the offering box and title it Teen Challenge at the bottom, and we'll make sure it gets to the right place. But Matt's going to come up and make a few announcements and close us in prayer tonight, this afternoon.
But first, LaDonna.
So any of you that know me very well know that I do not get up in front of people and talk. So this is totally God. This is not me, because you know I'd be shaken out of my shoes. But if Gibson can do it, then so can I. Because I know that this is not his forte either. So, but I just want to encourage, I grew up in a family that of alcoholics and was surrounded by them, surrounded by suicide, many deaths. What I want to share today is if you're praying for one of your family members to just not give up, because Gibson is living proof of that. His mom and I grew up as best friends from kindergarten through 12th grade. I was with her 2 or 3 years ago one summer. Gibson was actually in a rehab in Florida. And we hadn't seen her in years. This is the first time we'd gotten together, and I can't even tell you. We were actually having lunch, and she got the call from Gibson. He had been home and for a short period of time and had gotten back to Florida and had messed up. And he had to call his mom and tell her. And so I was sitting at the table with her and saw how brokenhearted that she was, that this had not worked. But she didn't give up. She constantly prayed for him. And we had made a pact with each other to, I was to pray for Gibson, and she was to pray for one of my sons, and every time we heard a specific song come on. So mine was Beautiful by Mercy Me for Gibson, and so every time I heard that song on the radio, I said a prayer for him specifically. Years went by, and the day that happened, that night, I told her about Teen Challenge. Because we had fortunately, or unfortunately, I don't know how you want to look at it, but through Jeff, we knew about Teen Challenge. And so I shared that with her. And I knew when I shared that with her that Gibson was going to be in this program. I didn't know when, I didn't know how it was going to work, but I knew God would work it out in his own timing. So I didn't stress about it, I just prayed for him. And so, One time when Teen Challenge was here, you know, the men was stood, some of you will remember this, they stood up front and you could come up and you could pray with them and ask them to pray for someone. And I did one Sunday, and I asked them to pray for Gibson in particular. And lo and behold, the night that happened in Ocona, Angie called me and she said, "What is the name of this program again?" And Keith called Brother Greg and told them, and they got to visit with Pastor Greg, and Gibson made the choice to go forward, and I'm so proud of him for that. But this went on for years, y'all, so if there's someone in your life that you're praying for, just don't give up, because he gets the glory, and wow. So thank you, Gibson.
All right, so we all love it when Chris is gone, because those of us who don't like speaking in front of people have to get up here and speak in front of people. I'm going to quickly go through these announcements. One more reminder, though, if you're a visitor here, this is the part of the bulletin that Keith was talking about earlier. If you want Chris or anyone in the church to contact you, just put your information on that and put it in the offering box back there, and we'll get in touch with you. Today... if any of the youth are going to Lampasas, be here by 1 o'clock. If you're not here by 1 o'clock, then you can sit on the porch for the afternoon. But we're going to be gone. So be here by 1 o'clock if you want a seat to Lampasas. Reminder that next week is the parenting conference. And Andrea had me put the perfect potluck information on the announcements and in the bulletin. So you can look on that and sign up to bring something to that. Let's see. We have a lot going on the 18th, apparently. The next of 17 baby showers, or however many it is that we have going on. If you don't want to end up pregnant at this church, don't drink the water. And just to be clear, this is not Alan and Angie Stone. This is Sean and Ashley Stone are having a little girl. So no surprises there. They're having a little girl. And then the same day, we're having the Children's Ministry Recognition Service. If you've been a part of that, if you've volunteered to help with the kids, please be here that Sunday so we can recognize you. And Andrea also has a training going on that afternoon. So that's in 2 weeks. And then the last thing here, you'll see we have what's called Wake Up Weekend. We've been calling it Fall Retreat for the youth, but we're changing it to Wake Up Weekend. I'm going to have signups for that on the welcome table next week, and I'll be able to get a lot of information out to you guys once I meet with Chris one more time when he gets back from vacation. So more information on that, but I've got the dates that you guys can mark down. It's our bye week for football. So sign up to be a part of that next week, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I think that covers it. I'm a little bit out of breath at this point, so I'm going to go ahead and pray, and then if you guys don't mind, if we can give them some time once I close this out to come up and pray with any of you guys that are still up here. All right, y'all bow your heads with me. Father, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for the testimonies today. I know it's very nerve-wracking to stand up here and talk in front of people, especially when you don't know them. And Father, I just thank you for what you've done in their lives and for the testimonies that they brought to us today. And it's just more evidence that you are working in our individual lives and that you have all of this in your hand. You're in control of everything. And even when the timing doesn't work out exactly as we think it should, Father, that we don't need to give up because you are the one who is the author of it all and you have perfect timing. So we thank you for these lives up here. I thank you for a giving church that will sacrifice and give to people who need it like this and to help out a ministry who's touching so many lives. And Father, I pray that we continue to have unity in this church, that we continue to be giving no matter what the future holds for us. And just thank you for an awesome Sunday morning. It's beautiful outside, and I pray that as we go throughout our day, that we will give thanks to you, that we will be mindful of you, Father, and we just love you and we thank you for everything you've done for us. In Jesus' name, amen.